Dilworth Park was packed with fans of diverse age and race. 20-year-old Tiffany Tompkins is happy to defy generational boundaries with her musical passions.
People tell me that all the time. They're like, oh, you're an old soul. I really love music like that, like R&B, old school music, all that.
Stacey Johnson associates Stevie's music with her older siblings, especially her brother, who passed last year.
I just love his voice, you know what I mean? And I wouldn't hear just 3 or 4 songs in a row, and I'll take the heat.
Local drummer John Holback biked downtown for the show with his girlfriend from East Falls.
He always seems like he's having a good time. He writes great songs. Makes me feel good.
A guy who goes by the nickname of Pitcher Man remembers seeing Stevie play the Uptown Theater in North Philly when Wonder was a teenager and he was 11. From then on, he was hooked.
It's very lucky for us to be able to witness this, you know. This is a historical moment.
For free, too, right?
Free, unbelievable. When my buddy told me, I thought he was pulling my leg.
The 65-year-old Wonder used the surprise set to announce an additional 20 dates for his Songs in the Key of Life tour, including another gig in Philly in October. For WHYY News, I'm Kevin McCory.